Hello, everyone. Welcome to E-commerce Deep Dive. I'm your host, Nate Hogle, Senior Director of Client Data and Resource Strategy here at Performance E-commerce Media Monks. For today's episode, I'll be covering all things Amazon news and trends for the most recent month of April 2022. As usual, we have our updates segmented out in a few categories. This month, we have two updates in our general category, three in our catalog category, and another three in advertising to wrap us up for this month's segment. Without further delay, let's just jump right in. In our general category, first off, Buy with Prime in beta. Last month, Amazon announced Buy with Prime, a new benefit for Prime members in the US that extends the convenience of shopping with Prime on Amazon to online stores beyond Amazon.com. Prime members can shop directly from participating merchants' online stores using their Prime member benefits, including fast and free delivery, a seamless checkout experience, and free returns on eligible orders. This program will initially be available for select merchants using Amazon FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, but will be continued to roll out to other merchants, including merchants that are currently not selling on Amazon, throughout the rest of this year. Shoppers can now utilize Amazon's logistics and Prime benefits on those D2C sites for their favorite brands, allowing those merchants to focus on and optimizing their own D2C shops, while allowing Amazon to handle the warehousing, fulfillment, and shipment of those orders. This will not only increase overall brand sales by exposing new customers to their full assortment, but will also build brand loyalty and strengthen client-consumer relationships with those specific brands. Quick Prime Day note, Prime Day is being confirmed for the month of July, so during the Q1 quarterly earnings report, Amazon confirmed that Prime Day 2022 will take place this coming July, although the specific date is yet to be formally announced. This is a shift from the last few pandemic-influenced shopping holidays, which took place in October and June of last year, respectively, and returning to the more normal pattern of having the shopping holiday in the month of July. Build-up orders are already beginning to be cut by Amazon and being received in Vendor Central, and deal submissions should now be finalized for all of those who hope to land some of that Prime, Amazon Prime real estate during the coveted Prime Day period. However, there still is time for engagement with your products in the Prime Day space by taking advantage of the self-service tools and focusing on Amazon advertising to drive relevancy and impressions on your products leading up to that event. Moving on to the catalog section, a new FBA surcharge fee. Amazon recently announced a new Fulfillment by Amazon surcharge fee to compensate for increased fuel and inflation costs. This fee will be a 5% surcharge on top of current FBA fulfillment fee per unit rates and went into effect on April 28th, 2022. In this release, Amazon noted that since the start of the pandemic, they have doubled their FC capacity, at the same time incurring a wage increase pressure for their staffed fulfillment centers, all while avoiding passing any of this additional cost onto their merchant community. Additionally, Amazon specifically cites inflation and rising fuel costs for this specific surcharge, and also made an interesting note that this surcharge is in place of other permanent rate hikes they could have taken and put into practice, however, opted for a more temporary surcharge option. The thought being that when fuel prices relax and inflation eases, this surcharge could be removed at a future state. Next up, Amazon making changes to inventory caps. Amazon has announced changes to their FC inventory limits, including a new extra large category and expanded pricing thresholds in its small and light shipment program. Effective in April, products that meet the extra large requirement are now being classified as such. And along with that, the extra fees and increased restrictions associated with the more bulky products. In addition, the maximum price threshold for participation in Amazon's small and light shipping plan has risen from $8 to $10, further opening this current program to a wider array of eligible products. These are all adjustments that Amazon states will give them added flexibility within their FCs to be able to better manage fluctuations in seasonality and the ever-changing supply landscape. We encourage all sellers and clients who have products that might fall in these categories to reassess their pricing, shipping costs, and inventory levels to best take advantage of these programs where applicable. Next up, Manage Inventory Health page is new in Seller Central. New to merchants in their Amazon Seller Central account is a Manage Inventory Health page, which can be located under the Inventory Planning section of their Seller Central portal. This page gives sellers the ability to see all critical inventory and pricing information in a single view. Metrics such as available inventory, sell-through rate, and inventory age give a single screen snapshot view of highly detailed inventory and run rate information. Furthermore, this page will estimate both projected excess units as well as estimated long-term storage fees based on current run rate and inventory levels. And as with any forecasting suggestion that Amazon makes, these recommendations are just that, recommendations. So we suggest using these signals as a guide in managing your inventory flow into Amazon, in addition to any existing processes and controls that you currently have in place. Moving to the advertising section for this month, sponsored brands ads will now require custom images. Amazon has announced an important change to sponsored brand campaigns that advertisers should take immediate notice of. The new creative requirements for campaign setup have been updated, and you will now be required to include a custom image in addition to the brand logo upon campaign creation. Sponsored brands campaigns, as you know, are a tremendous brand building tactic, and adding the custom image elicits a more richer and relatable customer shopping experience. Utilizing custom images improves click-through rate by nearly 2.2 times on mobile compared to the campaigns that solely utilize a brand logo and headline with no product shot. If you have existing sponsored brands campaigns currently running, they will not be paused or suppressed. However, we highly recommend recreating or cloning existing campaigns to include this custom image option and highly encourage that process. Amazon's Omnichannel Metrics Beta program announced. Advertisers can now harness holistic insights on and off Amazon through the new open beta program titled Omnichannel Metrics. This program can be accessed directly through the DSP console and is currently available for Amazon US brands only. Through Omnichannel Metrics, an advertiser will be able to bring together ad attributed data from various touch points that allow advertisers to understand the total impact of their ad activities. Some metrics provided through OCM reporting, but not limited to, are cumulative reach, off Amazon total store visits, Amazon retail total detail page views, and off Amazon total units ROAS. Furthermore, advertisers will be able to gain new learnings over what media placements and creatives result in the best business results, as well as a deepening understanding of shopper behavior across various audience segments. Uses and best practices of these new omnichannel metrics can be found in Amazon's user guide within their DSP portal. Last insight for this month, Amazon DSP Advanced Certification now available in the Learning Console. So now available to all users who have a Learning Console account, Amazon DSP Advanced modules offer next level courses in campaign setup, audience offerings, reporting, attribution, and more. These 7 optional courses are the first enhanced level certification from Amazon Ads and serve as a continuation on the existing Amazon DSP certification modules already present in the console. As with any trainings or certifications that Amazon releases, we highly recommend that anyone who is planning on using these tools or engaging in these practices take these certifications, if nothing else, then to take the learnings on and further enhance your knowledge of the platform and understanding all the tools and tips and tricks that are available at your disposal. Those are our insights for the month of April 2022. Really appreciate everyone who tunes in, listens, and shares these recordings. We'll catch you next month when we review the month of May. Cheers, everyone.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of E-Commerce Deep Dive. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. And if you get a chance, go in and leave us a review. It would help out a lot. Thanks so much.